Greetings, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and welcome to our next to last installment of Samuel in September. We are up to episodes 56 and 57, beginning at chapter 29 of the book of 1 Samuel. And we are broadcasting in the home studios of the Parsonage in Arthur, Illinois today. And the studio is rocking the Holy Spirit right now. We've got the candle alive with the flame of the Spirit. The monks are just, they're in a zone as they chant, "We have seen the true light." And we have got the old standby, old reliable kava tea with a shot of milk. Oh, that's so good. So we are ready to move on. Remember yesterday, we had episodes 54 and 55. You remember? 54 told us that David went to live among the Philistines. And as he hunkered down, he and his troops would go out and conduct raids on the villages nearby. And we found out that Saul consulted a medium. And he asked for Samuel to appear, and Samuel told him the truth. He said, "The Lord has done just as he said he would. He has taken the kingdom from you and given it to your rival David. He did it because you didn't obey the Lord's instructions concerning the Amalekites. Once more, the Lord will hand you and your army over to the Philistines tomorrow, and the Lord will bring the entire army of Israel down in defeat." And with that, Saul was paralyzed with fright. But the medium gave Saul and his men something to eat. They killed the fatted calf and cooked it for the men. And then Saul and his men ate it and went out into the night. And thus we come to episode 56. It begins at chapter 29, verse 1, and runs through verse 11. That's the entire chapter. Chapter 29, verses 1 through 11, and it's titled, "The Philistines Reject David." Here we go. The entire Philistine army now mobilized at Aphek, and the Israelites camped at the spring in Jezreel. As the Philistine rulers were leading out their troops in groups of 100 and 1,000, David and his men marched at the rear with King Achish. But the Philistine commanders demanded, "What are these Hebrews doing here?" And Achish told them, "This is David, the man who ran away from King Saul of Israel. He's been with me for years, and I've never found a single fault in him since he defected to me." But the Philistine commanders were angry. "Send him back," they demanded. "He can't go into the battle with us. What if he turns against us? Is there any better way for him to reconcile himself with his master than by turning on us in battle? Isn't this the same David about whom the women of Israel sing in their dances? Saul has killed his thousands and David his 10,000s. So Achish finally summoned David and his men. "I swear by the Lord," he told them, "you are some of the finest men I've ever met. I think you should go with us. But the other Philistine rulers won't hear of it. Please don't upset them, but go back quietly. What have I done to deserve this treatment? David demanded. Why can't I fight the enemies of my lord, the king? But Achish insisted, as far as I'm concerned, you're as perfect as an angel of God. But my commanders are afraid to have you with them in the battle. Now get up early in the morning and leave with your men as soon as it gets light. So David headed back into the land of the Philistines, while the Philistine army went on to Jezreel. And now, we move on to episode 57. And actually, this morning we're just going to hear the first half of episode 57 because of its length. Episode 57 begins with chapter 30, verse 1. And runs all the way to the end of the chapter, verse 31. But for our purposes, the first half of episode 57 will run from chapter 30, verse 1 through verse 15. As I said, halfway through the episode. And so, let us continue. Episode 57 is titled, David Destroys the Amalekites. 3 days later, when David and his men arrived home at their town of Ziklag, they found that the Amalekites had made a raid into the Negev and had burned Ziklag to the ground. They had carried off the women and children and everyone else, but without killing anyone. When David and his men saw the ruins and realized what had happened to their families, they wept until they could weep no more. David's two wives, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel, were among those captured. David was now in serious trouble because his men were very bitter about losing their wives and children, and they began to talk of stoning him. But David found strength in the Lord his God. And then he said to Abiathar the priest, "Bring me the ephod." So Abiathar brought it. And then David asked the Lord, "Should I chase them? Will I catch them?" And the Lord told him, "Yes, go after them. You will surely recover everything that was taken from you." So David and his 600 men set out, and they soon came to Besor Brook. But 200 of the men were too exhausted to cross the brook. So David continued the pursuit with his 400 remaining troops. Some of David's troops found an Egyptian man in a field and brought him to David. They gave him some bread to eat and some water to drink. They also gave him part of a fig cake and two clusters of raisins because he hadn't had anything to eat or drink for 3 days and nights. It wasn't long before his strength returned. "To whom do you belong, and where do you come from?" David asked him. "I am an Egyptian, the slave of an Amalekite," he replied. "My master left me behind 3 days ago because I was sick. We were on our way back from raiding the Kerethites in the Negev, the territory of Judah, and the land of Caleb, and we had just burned Ziklag." "Will you lead me to them?" David asked. The young man replied, "If you swear by God's name that you will not kill me or give me back to my master, then I will guide you to them." And thus ends our session of Samuel in September today at the first half of episode 57. And we will pick right up from there tomorrow, Wednesday, September 30th, as we have the last half of episode 57 and the last episode, episode 58. But until then, God is at work today in your life and all around you. So put on the eyes of your heart and wear the ears of your heart and look for God in your daily walk. Ask Him to show Himself and to speak to you, to show you signs, to lead you on your path. And indeed, when you surrender to that kind of life, you will see God at work. In Jesus' name, amen.